The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And the fights have begun already. I shouldn't say fights.
No, discussions.
Discussions. The animated discussions have
because it's Thursday
already.
Morning.
Because it's Thursday morning and I'm here with Trish Clark, my Thursday lady. Yeah, hey. It's the 22nd of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. She's showing me all these hand signs that mean. What does that mean?
Rock and roll.
That's rock and roll. See, but I'm afraid if I did them in here. We're okay, but if I went to the Ukraine and I made those signals, somebody would shoot me.
You have no idea what
those are. Probably gang signals that says, "I get you." No.
No.
Be careful.
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Christina. Do we have a special day today?
Yes, actually, today is National Kissing Day.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
And here I am with four ladies and me.
Oh.
I probably will get out of here without one kiss. So, well, maybe Trish.
Can you believe that it's June 22nd
and
57 degrees in downtown Reading?
Is that something?
That's amazing.
Wow.
Today it's only going to be 85 degrees with a little bit of clouding, low of 58 this evening. On Friday it's sunny and a high of 81. Friday night a low of 61. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 89. Saturday night, 63. Sunday, a high of 92. 64 in the evening, and on Monday, a high of 94 and a low of 66, and it's still continuing just in the high 90s through next week. What a wonderful week for the fair down in Anderson. Beautiful weather for the first time ever, kind of like the rodeo, and it can just continue to do this forever as far as I'm concerned. The weather is always as brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call.
Why didn't I get any fair tickets to give away?
I don't know.
I understand, in the past, some things have happened, but we're advertising the fair. They should have given us a buckle of tickets to give away.
Well, I tell you what else I didn't get this year is they always have a raffle, and they always send out raffle tickets, and I didn't get those either.
You know what? They may be trying to save money.
Oh, I think there's no question that they are.
To pay off the goat debt.
Yeah, well, there is that. And that is
that's
having.
That's going to trial, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's going to have such an impact on that livestock sale and those kids in the FFA. And what a shame. That story has been so manipulated by the press.
It
has. Gosh, Trish, what else is new? And it's unfortunate because that's such a worthwhile program for our children, and to have that happen, and it's going to put a big impact on the dinner this year, all the fundraising efforts that they make. Those programs are so good for our kids.
In my opinion, somebody sells like the goat this time, and they made like $900 on the goat. If you want the goat back, that's fine, but you pay that $900. In other words, that goat was auctioned off for $1,000. And, okay, we change our minds. Well, we've already taken the money for this. You have to replace the money.
Well, I think
then take your goat home.
The impact, no, because for the impact on that, those kids start in that program when they're very young, and this is part of what they learn is the responsibility. I have a grandson who went through this. I went through the I've changed my mind mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an option. You're learning responsibility. You're learning acceptance of the decisions you've made. What happens if all of a sudden it's okay at the end when you get there? Half of the kids in the ring say, "Oh, I don't want to sell my goat." What happens to your program?
Beforehand.
During. Whatever. If it's okay to renege after the fact and that's an okay accepted thing, what happens to your whole program if that is known fact?
The argument feel free. Nadine Bailey is here.
Nadine,
today.
You're involved.
Not
You've been involved
talk,
in this
not
forever.
Not to talk about this. I mean, about this. We're talking something really important, water issues. But let's talk goats for a second. To me, it's got to be real clear to everybody. Hey, at the end of this, you take them to the fair. Goat gets sold. Goat goes away. If that really bothers you, don't do it next year. Because there's a lot of kids have been in this, like you said, since they were real little.
With my family.
And then the next year they do it again. Because, you know, then they, you know, there's this thing about, yes, I'm doing this so I can get money for scholarships. And where does the money go, by the way? You know, when somebody, like Dally bought the goat, and he wishes he had never bought it at this point. But where's the money go?
It goes back to the kid.
Okay. So the money goes back to the kid, not all of it.
Well, but
Turn her on. Turn her on.
Absolutely. The fairgrounds. I mean,
hello.
Fairgrounds takes a share. They have to pay.
Yeah, because because fairgrounds does get a part of it, and you know, all the money doesn't go back to the kid. Because if that was the case, they could just turn around. I'm just saying this. Here's the rules. You know what the rules are. Mm-hmm. You can't change the rules because you don't like the rules. When nobody else gets a chance to change them.
That's right.
It was explained very clearly because the first goat meeting was goat tacos. And nobody understands that. They served goat tacos at the first goat meeting so that the kids would understand this is a terminal sale.
I see.
From the very beginning, were very careful in 4-H. 4-H especially, to make the kids understand, if you want to show an animal, then you can pick rabbits or you can do anything and just show it and bring it home. But you have to do that at the beginning of the experience. There are clubs that do that because mm-hmm. you go and there's lots of kids that aren't selling their animals. They're just there to show them. So this little girl's mother, and I'm not holding the little girl responsible, it's the mother, took a goat that was worth, I think, $1,000.
I think it was around $1,000.
Yeah, so yeah. That's a crime. Why hasn't she been charged with stealing? You know, this is an
after-the-fact thing. It had been sold. It belonged to someone else.
It did not belong to the family anymore.
And they took it.
It had been sold. They signed there were three times they're signing a contract.
And you just said something I didn't know about because I've never done that. You know, my idea is for kids at a young age in a class to raise something at the end of the year, they kill it just so they understand things like this. But that'll never catch on. I understand that. But I did not understand that all the goats, all the chickens, all the cattle, all the sheep, you have meetings at the beginning of it.
Oh, we meet for a year.
And that you talk about this from the very beginning. What do you think you're eating? Because at the end of this, you're going to sell your animal.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like not at, I didn't know that.
No.
No,
I mean, I knew about the contracts, but I didn't realize that they got all the kids together to talk about this.
And the other thing is there is an option. You could have animals in all of those events, and you can be there simply to show.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got Daisy and I don't want to get rid of her but I want to go through the entire process.
Yeah.
Exactly. She's a pet.
There was a great article from a lady in Red Bluff and she said this could have stopped before she went into the show ring. She could have pulled that animal. There were a lot of goats that year. Nobody would have been unhappy, but she went into the show ring. She could have not taken that goat into the sale ring, but she chose to do that. So choices have consequences, and people don't understand. For some of the kids around here, like I participate in, because it gives these kids a scholarship foundation. If you raise an animal every year, you're in 4-H and FFA.
I mean, that's 10 years of
accumulating
funds for college.
Yeah.
And that, I've had people tell me that was the difference between me being able to attend college and not. So this just hasn't made for a bad reputation. It's made for an impact on one of our scholarship programs for some of the kids that can least afford to go.
But how many kids have gone through this program? You say
thousands.
Thousands of kids, right? And this is the first time it's happened.
here, yeah.
It's the first time it's happened here.
Okay. So when that lady took, when her mother said, well, she doesn't want to do it. Well,
she already did it.
It's the goat's no longer yours. And when they stole it, it's over $960, I think.
Yeah.
So now it becomes an arrestable crime.
Absolutely. And why hasn't that happened?
Instead, they're going after millions against the county, the fair, the sheriff's office, and all this.
And it like I said,
I did tease Mike a little bit about sending the SWAT team over. He said it wasn't the SWAT team. Okay.
But the impact of it on the buyer's dinner this year, the whole thing is just going to be tremendous on the kids in that program.
I'm not sure it will.
I don't think so.
This was such an aberration. One out of thousands. Everybody knows what's going on. So everybody, I am sure. Look, right here. And guess what? You can change your mind right at the last minute and not bring that goat in there.
Yeah. Right. So just or cow, so everyone or knows, yeah. You know, show up on Saturday. You don't have to buy a whole animal if you want to help the scholarship program. There are buyers groups that you can contribute $50, $100.
I bought half a goat before.
When I was on the Board of Supervisors, every year that I was on, there were several of us from the Board of Supervisors who bought an animal.
Yeah.
And that's what Brian Daly did. Yeah. He bought a goat.
And then I've forgotten what we did with the animal. It went to the rescue mission or it went someplace.
The rescue mission will take them. The senior centers will take them. It's a great way to contribute back to the community because these are organizations that need that food.
And you've never had goat tacos and cerveza.
Yeah.
Goat tacos are delicious.
Goat is delicious.
It is. I bought one of my grandson's goats 1 year. Mm-hmm. And there's a great story behind it. I don't have time to tell it. But anyway, it's delicious.
Yeah. Well, Linda wants to have goats, but she doesn't want to enter them in the contest. She wants those little goats that, you know, are real cute and then get in trouble all the time.
Yeah, they're cute till they're standing on your car in the morning when you come out.
Hey, we have to take a break here.
And then we'll get to water issues.
Yeah, but that was real
important. All those animals are cute until they do something.
Until they do something to you. This portion of the show brought to you by that's like anything. Oh, yeah, that's cute. Oh, look how cute that rhinoceros is when it's standing out there until it drives the horn through the car you're in. Not so cute. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in the business 16 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Yeah, that's right. Cornerstone Community Bank, it is local. Local board of directors, everybody, Matt Mosley's running it. And Matt's been around town forever, part of the Mosley family. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, and the newest branch down in Anderson. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business at Cornerstone. We're real happy with them. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will use scare tactics to try and prevent us from signing his recall petition. Cry claims you shouldn't sign because Newsom will appoint a Dem. Don't buy Cry's strategy of hiding behind Newsom to save his seat. This county will elect a fiscal conservative shortly after Cry is recalled for wasting millions by canceling voting machine contracts. Find out more. Go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and a place that Linda and Trish call their She Cave. As they go in
there. Oh, it's a candy store. I get all kinds of pretty things.
No, she's wearing stuff she got there now. Oh, gosh, yes. Hey, you know what? An outstanding selection of jewelry, all
absolutely
different kinds at really fair prices.
Estate jewelry, and
old pawn,
turquoise.
Yeah. They've got stuff.
Beautiful
yeah
stuff.
And they can design
it
for
fair
you, too.
And
they are fair.
Yeah, and they clean all your stuff, watch repair. Great. It's great.
Locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry. Our guest is Nadine Bailey, and she's here to talk about water. Our first segment was talking about stolen goats. Somehow that got in, but because the fair is coming up.
Yeah.
And,
in motion. Started yesterday.
Anytime Nadine sends me a text, says, I want to talk to you about water issues, she's on the show. So, what do you have today?
So, last year's historic drought was really, really hard on everyone. The loss to crops for the Sacramento Valley was over $1 billion. Colusa County had to have a food bank. They'd never had a food bank before. So up in Siskiyou County, irrigators up there decided to keep irrigating even though they had been told not to. And one
I remember that.
Yeah, and one of the irrigators made an unfortunate statement to the press. And so the backstory of that is they were upset that they couldn't even water their stock out of the creek. But there's a person up there selling hundreds of loads a day go out of that same watershed to the pot farms. So basically
whoa,
everybody was saying, if you can water pot, we can water our cattle.
Yeah.
But that story doesn't ever get told. So the water.
No, I never heard that
yeah
one.
So yeah, the water board this year, said, we need more teeth. And so the wisdom of the Southern California legislature decided to do several bills. They're Bennett's the author. And they were – everybody told me they're going to be they're going to be amended out of the assembly, but they weren't amended. And so, of course, I had the bills, and they slipped out of my hand. Oh, AB 429, AB 560, and AB 1563. And then in addition, there's SB 389 that talks about surface water right verifications. And all these bills are going after the pre-1914 water rights.
Okay.
And they will give the state board the power to tell even the pre-1914 water users to stop using water. That's really serious. That kind of upends our whole water system here. And so there's a – we really thought they'd be amended out of the assembly, but they haven't. So now they're going to the Senate as written, and I asked our – Senator, what do you think? And he didn't think they'd be able to amend them. There's so little knowledge of why water's important in California. Everybody sits down at a table from all over the world, and they sit down and they eat California food. And somehow we've been disconnected between the fact that California food is made with California water. And I don't understand that.
Let's go back over to – so this new bill, has it been passed?
No, it's going – they're AB. The AB assembly bills are going to the Senate, and the SB will come to the assembly.
Okay. So – and what it says is it does away with your water rights that you've had for 100 years?
Well, basically, it takes and says that if there's an emergency, the state water board can shut the water off.
Even for pre-1914.
Even for pre-1914.
So these are your older water
And
rights.
What constitutes an emergency, whatever the water board says it is?
Well, and that's the, that you know, fuzzy language is problem. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Go up and stand in the Dixie Fire and look at that moonscape that's up there. We have the Dixie Fire not because of global warming, but because we didn't manage those forests for 30 years because we were protecting owls.
Well, you know, and then they just did this study at one of the major universities talking about the reason we have fires is because of climate change. And they went through this whole thing, the you know, the droughts and all that. Not one time in that article did I read anything about forest management.
No,
one thing was addressed in that.
No.
You know, because they were concentrating on what they wanted to put out. Not one word about, gee, maybe if we had cleaned up the forest or gotten rid of a lot of ladder fuel, we wouldn't be having fires
and
like
this. We spent so much time and effort trying to educate the world during the owl debacle about the importance of management and the difference between managing the forest and letting it burn, and the difference between private ownership and public ownership. And I,
how many owls died, you think, in the fires?
They're thinking it's up around 70% of the owl habitat is gone.
It's gone.
Jim Montgomery.
From fires, not from the mismanagement.
Yeah. Jim Montgomery and Roger Yagel are out walking South Fork Mountain, and Jim's going to write an article, and they just posted some stuff on Facebook because a lot of that old growth habitat that was supposed to be protected from the loggers is gone now, along with a lot of plantations, and a lot of those were burnt
tree plantations.
Yeah, tree plantations were burnt with backfires, and so we're also recording the instances where these rainstorms that we've had are blowing out these creeks that didn't get the, they didn't go in and rehab after those high intensity fires. So all that soil is coming down into the creeks.
So now your creeks are filling up, and so there's no place for the water to go. The other thing too is, I mean, we're so worried about water. How many tree, you know, how much water do these trees take? If you had thinned the forest where the fires wouldn't have been that bad, you would have saved billions of gallons of water that fell on the watershed.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember all the stuff that Sierra Pacific
did. You know, why don't people see this? I mean, I am an ignorant man of a lot of things.
Nose on your face, but you remember all the experiments that Sierra Pacific did with Cajun?
Yes, Cajun James.
Cajun James, because she came Cajun came from the very liberal side of the cage. They hired her to do all kinds of testing on Sierra Pacific lands about how much overlay, the streams, what happens when you do maintain, when you don't, the coverage that you have. And she, to her amazement, proved things that the liberal community would never have bought. She worked for him for years. I don't know that she does.
I may have met her when I went over to Sierra Pacific.
But I was with her on several of the different tours that we went on, and where she talked about it was one specific creek bed that she said was the most pristine water creek bed in the area, and there was pictures where that had been a log mining track where they drug the water through 50 years before that or something. It was incredible.
She may have been the one that told me that. She said firefighting has changed because of the growth in these forests. You can no longer fight them up close. You've got to put your people and your efforts like two ridges over because it is so hot and moves so fast.
Talk to Royal Burnett about that. Yeah. Steve Iverson, they don't agree with that.
No,
they don't. They think that firefighting is not firefighting anymore. So that's a whole nother story.
That's because you got a
bunch of, something else.
That's because you got a bunch of lawyers trying to tell you how to run a forest.
It just made sense to me is that because of the, you know, of how fast it moves and, you know, that to, you know, to try and make a fire break because it moves so fast, you've got to go further away.
Well, you do.
And that's the point she was making. And that
Redding,
most of the firefighting has got to be from the air.
West Redding is a perfect example. We need to lower the biomass in West Redding or we're going to have another fire.
Okay. Got to take a break. And speaking of planting and water, Gold Leaf Nursery is open again, and they're stocked up with fruit trees, blueberry plants, strawberry plants, vegetable plants, tomato plants, seeds, you name it, they have it there at Gold Leaf Nursery. Plus, they got that new statuary in at Gold Leaf Nursery. And who doesn't want a water feature at your house? Now you're saying, well, you're just wasting water. Are you really? It recycles. I love water features, but they got everything else out there too, bird baths and all those things. They're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. We'll be right back.
Or old, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, the 27th, 7:36 in the morning, and 55 degrees out there. Woo!
It is just, that Christmas in the morning,
yeah,
when you get up.
I love it.
Cuddled in your blankets.
It's the end of June.
I know, I love
it. You open the windows at night and your room's in the 50s.
I know.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show, speaking of saving water, is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Saving water? Yeah. Why? Because it's a proven fact that if you're washing your car in your driveway, you're going to use more water than they do at Quick and Clean Car Wash. They recycle their water, bring it back through again, and your car or truck comes out sparkling clean. Somebody really nice at the end when you leave the tunnel wipes your truck or car off with the clean fluffy towel. It's just a great place to get your vehicles washed. It's located on Market and Eureka Way, right down the street from us. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. By the way, they've owned that land for close to 100 years. They have been, I found out yesterday, a member of the Reading Chamber of Commerce for 93 years.
Wow.
93 years. Think about that. Almost as long as Christina's been on Earth. So. Okay, let's go to the phones.
I didn't know they had car washes that far.
Well, you know what? 90? Maybe they were shoeing horses. Who knows what they did? But they've been there at that location and a member of the Chamber of Commerce for 96 years, 93 years, something like that. Nick, almost as old as Nick. Okay, Nick, what you got?
Well, I wanted to say that not every fire acts like the car fire, and they don't all take off running like Carl Lewis in the Olympics.
No, they don't.
I have been on numerous fires, and I have seen fires where they could have gone out with what we call piss cans, some kind of little spray can that they put on their backs and put the fire out, and they didn't make an attempt to. It's a difference between Cal Fire's philosophy of fighting fire and the Forest Service, the national philosophy of fighting fire. There's a conflict there. And, the Forest Service, they want to let it burn and act like it's a natural process, and it's not a natural process anymore because of the way we've disrupted the forests and allowed the undergrowth to come up.
I'll agree with that.
And, you know, it needs to get straightened out.
You're getting a bunch of head nods in here.
And yeah. Another thing is they can put those fires out when they want to, and a good example is up around Gilman Road and Salt Creek. When they get a fire up in there, they get on it and get it out because they know that if it gets away from them, they can't control it. And another example is behind Yak's on Interstate 5. When you go up I-5 and look behind Yak's, there was a fire that started down pretty close to the Sacramento River, probably the railroad tracks, and ran up that hill, and they got it out quick. And if they hadn't got a hold of that, it would have took off. So, you know, the philosophy needs to be changed.
Okay.
So thanks for having me on, and I hope you have a nice day.
You too, Nikki. Okay, let's go back to these water issues.
Okay.
Okay. You know, the fact that the Asset Canal went dry, and the reasoning behind that, I think, is still people are still studying that. I know. Supposedly, the water wouldn't have even reached Crown Motors. That's how much water we had. So it was for that reason, they shut down the Asset Canal. Since then, now that we do have water, we're finding out that it's in such bad shape. We're losing half the water that comes through the Asset Canal.
So,
I mean, that's what I read, but you're the expert.
Well, I think there's some disagreement about whether we could have filled that canal now. The study that got used to tell everybody that they needed to sell that water has been called into question. I think there were a lot of us that warned that the environmental damage, and the previous ACID board signed a document that said there would be really no environmental impact from not having water in that ditch. But now, a year later, we're seeing that it was a tremendous impact. Beavers, pond turtles, snakes,
fish,
everything. There was a mitigated wetland that went dry. Huge impact. The dead trees, tens of thousands of dead trees now, where most of the owners, that they were nut trees, and that's how people paid their taxes. They harvested those nuts. And so the economic devastation, and we didn't get any drought relief in Shasta County. Some of the counties down south did, but our farmers up here got nothing.
Why is that? Who didn't apply for what?
I'm not sure what happened. And because we're smaller acreages up here, I looked at what happened in the Sac Valley lower, because that's where I worked. And everybody down there saw this coming, and they sat down and they planned, and they said, everybody with crop insurance, take your crop insurance. Everybody with trees, we'll move that water onto the trees so we can keep the trees alive. And there's just this cooperative spirit. But the only solution ACID offered was sell the water, and they did. And now they're going to use that money to refurbish the system. They've hired a new manager is very understanding of what it's going to take to upgrade that system. But it's not going to happen overnight. You can't do no maintenance for two decades and expect.
So this goes back a long way.
And there's
the
quick fix. Some people will come. I had an argument with a gentleman the other day who said, well, they just need to pave the whole thing. That's not a solution, because part of the system is a recharge of the groundwater.
You've got to let it run through there.
Areas that need to be, it needs some new diversion places where it can get the water. And some places do, absolutely. There's an area it runs through that should be a hard surface.
Well, and I think that the first thing they're going to do is they're going to do a complex study of what is leaking, what we actually have.
Yeah.
We really don't know what we have now. So they're looking at doing that. And I work with water districts all over. I'm on the Family Farm Alliance board. And they have the same – we're not going through something that others haven't gone through. On the Deschutes up in Oregon, they had the same problem. And everybody thought it was, well, let's just pipe the ditch and everything will be fine. Well, they did that, and they had whole orchards that died.
Oh, for sure.
And whole big tracts of trees that died. And the lady working there on that said, you know, we were trying to save fish, but if we'd have known what the damage we were going to do, we would have been a little more careful.
Yeah.
And that's
a little more careful.
Yeah. That's my point, is We're all involved in this, but this is because of single species management. The water board chose an endangered salmon, and we're not
this
even...
This is the one up in Oregon.
No. This is us. Our water board chose to push all the cold water down the river because of endangered salmon.
Right.
But what happened to the giant garter snake, the western pond turtle, all of those other species? We pitted the salmon against these other species and against farmers instead of looking at the system as a whole. And what we know is we sent a message to the salmon, hey, everything's great up here. Here's some cold water. Come on up to Shasta County. And then they got up here.
And they all died.
Well, there was no water. Look at, there was no water. And I think every tributary but Cow Creek was dry as a bone until
Absolutely.
October. So there was no cold tributary for them to go up into. So people like me talk about that, and the PhDs in Sacramento go, well, you don't know what you're talking about because you're just some housewife from Hayfork. You know, that's what I've heard for the last 30 years. But I know the land, and I know people that know fish behavior. And we just need to start going down to the water board every month to the public comment. And I'm taking the picture of the beaver that crawled onto the porch.
Oh, my God.
Out in Anderson. Somebody got up in the morning, and there was a beaver with his head stuck in the corner. And I collected pictures of all the dead turtles and dead animals along Ball's Ferry because they were desperate.
I got to the point where there were sections up there I couldn't drive.
Yeah, you just
from
couldn't.
The dead rodents and animals and things that you just never, ever saw. And it was,
oh my God.
There was no water anyplace.
No.
And so you'd stop at a stop sign and look in the ditch and there'd be a great big dead beaver or otter, and it was sad.
It was awful. And so I'm taking those pictures down there, and I'm not going to beat them up. I'm just going to say, you know, we're all in this together. Nobody wants to see fish hurt. I was out all day yesterday. I was out all day yesterday looking at our fish screens that we've been doing for 30 years, and I've got some great pictures of baby fish we saved. So.
Okay. All right. We're here with Nadine Bailey, and we're talking water issues. We've got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. They've got all sizes from small that you can work on your own property. I've got a backhoe that I wanted to drive up and down my street, which I could have, but I couldn't dig anything. But that's the size they have. They've got it all for you, side by sides, if you want to go out over the weekend. You do it all. They do it local, right there at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call, 530-221-6800. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Dust off those dancing shoes and party with country music band Lone Star.
Lone Star.
At
at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, July 27th. Giddy up and get ready to be amazed by some of your favorite Lone Star hits, like I'm Already There and What About Now. Tickets for this event are just $55 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged. Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Combat 235 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is no cost to the people that are in the program. And the mission of this is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults or persons with disabilities. And they're talking about grab rails, railings, things to make those people's lives easier before they have an accident. For more information on the program or to get into the program, give them a call, 530-842-1687. Trish and I are here with Nadine Bailey, and we're talking about water. We talked about the acid canal, the impact it had. See, I'd read about that, but hearing from you two driving down the road and seeing a dead beaver because there's no water or otters and all the fish and
the animals everybody had in their yard.
Yeah.
You never knew what was going to crawl up on your patio. They're all looking for water.
Yeah, we put water out in our backyard just for the foxes and small animals, because there was no water. It was
I could see putting a trough out there.
A lot of people out in that area did.
Yeah. Okay. What next?
Well, you know, the good news is the people spoke, and there's a new board at ACID, and they're getting a new manager. And I'm telling you, that board is putting in hundreds of hours working really hard to make sure that ACID goes another 100 years. And I'm just so proud to be a part of being able to help them do that. It's exciting.
Is it a tremendous amount of maintenance that needs to happen? The people that take part in acid that are water users need to be re-educated as well, because they're used to getting their water for nothing. They're used to not doing anything to their own property, a lot of them. I'm going to get a lot of heat for saying this, but it's true. When I get people saying, well, why didn't they come and clean the blah, 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 and I'm thinking that water, that ditch runs through your property, why didn't you clean it?
Well,
you could have got one of those little backhoes from NorCal Tractor and Equipment and cleared out that whole area on your property.
When I was on the city council in Anderson, we used to get that with Tormy Drain. and it would flood every year, and we'd get all these around. And people, I mean, there'd be garbage, there'd be baby buggies, there'd be, and this is they're running through their private property. We have to have their permission to come on and clean. When we'd get a lot of water and it would flood, we were all in trouble. And I'd say, why do you let all that stuff congregate in your backyard? You don't clean it out. Well, so it's a personal responsibility that's got to come all the water users.
I'm not an irrigator, but I took a rake down to the ACID ditch, and I pulled out big plastic bins. I think people were living in the ditch last summer.
Oh, for sure.
So I pulled out plastic bins and kids' toys and stuff, and every morning when I'd go across, I'd just jump out of my car and rake out the trash rack, and there's a big pile. I think it's more than me doing it. But we all have to stop relying on government to fix everything for us.
Right.
And we have to start being a community again and not waiting.
Well, the thing about is relying on government is the government is ignorant of local conditions. And you're absolutely right. If you've got property that the Asset Canal goes through, and I have friends that just bought some property that they have that. And you've got to keep it clean so you won't have that problem. But everybody needs to do that.
That's
plus,
right.
You need a plan from the new manager there. This is how we're going to clean this up. This is how we're going to fix the leaks that are a problem. As we know, it recharges the water. Losing the Asset Canal, I think, was a huge wake-up to people. Thinking, this thing has been here for 100 years. It'll be here another 100 years. Wrong.
Not if we don't all work really hard to make sure that it is.
And I would like to do, and maybe I'll do that myself, to do a little research into why we didn't get any reparations for any of our people. Because I know a lot of people who lost a lot of cattle, a lot of trees, their livelihood, or having problems with paying their taxes because of that. As you indicate, the crops, the almonds and walnuts, particularly out in that area, the walnut orchards.
Yeah, well, and they were older, but they were still producing crops and
absolutely.
Still producing money.
Yeah.
So, and I've been looking. A lot of us have been looking. We applied. I helped a couple of people apply, but we didn't get anything. I think everything went to Southern California. So it's just discouraging. It would be nice if one of the local foundations would look at some of these smaller landowners, because we want to get those trees out because they're a fire danger now, and replant it because those orchards will increase our economy.
It's wonderful soil. I mean, that's some of the best soil and growing area in the world.
So we need to
South
get those.
South County's always been beautiful and green, and it is because of the Asset Canal.
But we also have new landowners that have come in, and they said, oh, I bought irrigated land. When does it get irrigated? And we were laughing because it doesn't. You have to irrigate it. What do you mean? So we just have a lot of education to do, and that'll, you guys help with that. But we'll make it. Asset's going to be there for another 100 years, and that's the goal of this new board. And I think they're off to a great start. They just hired a wonderful manager.
Well, and that's been the problem, not only keeping the manager but staff.
Yeah.
To do what needs to be done. And there's, the city of Anderson and the fire department, and everybody's so willing to work with them and help solve those problems within the jurisdiction. So there's a lot of good cooperation going on there.
Yeah. And ACID chose at the last special meeting to be a good neighbor and help those people that have had the water table came up so fast that some of those areas are flooded. So they're doing some things to help those people. They've drilled some wells. To see if they can lower the water table where the flooding's occurring. And, there were somebody at the board meeting that said, oh, that's not our responsibility. Well, being a good neighbor is our responsibility.
Yeah, it is. Because it is, as you indicated earlier in the program, Nadine, it's all about treating it like a system and stop individualizing each little incident.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Does the North State Asset Canal even go to Southern California? No.
No.
I mean, it's just right up here.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know where that came up.
Yeah.
So
no.
That was a question.
It just happens that the water issues, they were reimbursed for water issues that that occurred in Southern California.
Okay.
This was an isolated thing in Asset.
There was drought money by the state. I was with the Secretary of Ag in Colusa, and she was telling all of us, don't worry, we have drought relief money that the counties are going to get. And I keep asking Colusa. They haven't gotten any. Shasta County hasn't gotten any. I'm not sure about Tehama. But we need to keep beating that drum, because that
well, that's something the Board of Supervisors needs to be looking into, is where's the drought relief money?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe that's a question we need to be asking that board.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
2 minutes left.
1 minute left.
1 minute left.
1 minute left.
Wrap up, Nadine.
Okay, well, just, you know, we can't allow all of the environmental community to be the voice that the state water board hears. I'm going down. I encourage other people, just go down and talk about what you grow and who you are and why it's important. There's 3-minute public comments before every issue, just like for our Board of Supervisors. We need to start showing up and telling people we're here. We may not be the San Joaquin Valley, but Shasta County Ag and Northern California Ag is important. And we do a lot more than just grow things. We protect wildlife, and we are the habitat for the Pacific Flyway. We're all of those things, too. So.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Nadine. Always like having Nadine on when we're talking water and those things. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, candidate for Assembly 1, Melissa Hunt's going to join us.
An earlier ruling, it keeps American Evan Gerskovich being held on spy charges in jail until at least late August. Putting the bogus Russia collusion narrative to rest, Special Counsel John Durham, asked by Republican Congressman Mike Johnson.
To date, has any evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia ever been uncovered?
I mean, there is information, obviously, in the report that was prepared by Director Mueller and whatnot, but as to collusion or conspiracy, I'm not aware of any.
And Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff's repeated false claims of collusion, resulting in a rebuke by his Republican colleagues.
In a rowdy scene, the House has voted along party lines to censure California Representative Adam Schiff. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy summoned Schiff to the well of the House floor as he read the reason why Schiff was censured.
For misleading the American public.
McCarthy says investigations into Schiff's actions will continue.
The Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
Before the vote, Schiff said,
"You who are the authors of a big lie about the last election must condemn the truth tellers, and I stand proudly before you."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
With a submersible's air supply quite possibly exhausted by now, the search for the missing sub goes on in the North Atlantic, and now a French deep-sea robot has been brought in to join the search. The conference board's closely watched leading economic index declining for the 14th month in a row, down 0.7% in May. It has tumbled more than 4% over the past 6 months. On Wall Street, the Dow down 68 points, the Nasdaq 36 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This July 4th, from Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Starring Jim Caviezel, the actor renowned for his unforgettable portrayal of Jesus in The Passion, and Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino. Inspired by remarkable acts of bravery, Sound of Freedom unveils the breathtaking true events of a dangerous mission to save young innocent lives. Sound of Freedom. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Go to angel.com/freedom for tickets. Only in theaters July 4th.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-235-5588. That's 800-235-5588. 800-235-5588.
More than 30 people are dead after cooking gas caused a big explosion at a restaurant in northwestern China.
In footage aired by Chinese news agency CNS, onlookers watched in horror and panic as a massive plume of smoke rose in Yin Chuan. The blast tore through the restaurant at 8:40 p.m. as people gathered ahead of the Dragon Boat Festival. As rescuers arrived at the scene, many people had been left unconscious by the blast and needed to be carried out of the shop. Chinese President Xi Jinping demanded urgent medical care for the injured and a safety overhaul after the explosion. I'm Karen Chamas.
Norway's central bank raising its key interest rate, half a percentage point, a bid to bring inflation down to target. The country had an annual inflation rate in May of 6.7%. Townhall.com. Tastes like chicken, albeit a different kind of chicken.
Chicken grown from animal cells, not from slaughtered birds, can now be sold in the U.S. The Agriculture Department issued approvals to California firms Upside Foods and Good Meat to sell the products known as lab-grown or cultivated meat. The meat is grown in steel tanks using cells that come from a living animal, a fertilized egg, or a special bank of stored cells. The goal is to eliminate harm to animals and drastically reduce the environmental impacts of raising them. Keith Peters reporting.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell tells Congress there is a long way to go before inflation is under control. The central bank has a 2% target for inflation, and Powell says more interest rate hikes likely this year in a bid to rein in soaring prices. He spoke on the first of 2 days of semi-annual testimony on Capitol Hill. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Excuse me. This hay fever is just... It's only been going on for 6 months, whatever it is. Good morning, everybody. Today, Thursday, June 22nd, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christine's at the helm. And it's National...
Kissing Day.
So I will... Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I think that National Kissing Day, do you think that the border supervisors will kiss and make up today?
I don't think so.
No, I doubt that.
You don't think Patrick and Mary will kiss and make up?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking not.
All right. Trish is here with me today. Trish,
it is because it's Thursday and it's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. High of 85 today and a low of 58. On Friday, sunny and a high of 81, a low of 61. On Saturday, a high of 89, and Saturday night, 63, mostly clear all the way through. Sunny and a high of 92 on Sunday, a low of 64, and on Monday, a high of 94 and a low of 66. Is it wonderful weather for the fair? This is beautiful.
Nadine Bailey just came back in and gave me a kiss.
Oh, there you go.
That was sweet.
All right. And so we're looking for great weather for the fair all this week and get out there and enjoy that, all of the great animals and camaraderie that comes with the Shasta District Fair. And never had a week like this in a long time, so enjoy. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts.
And tomorrow, Chuck Kinney will be our guest. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's going to talk about his trip to Vietnam and his search for missing in action soldiers
that were lost. 365-3793.
Yeah, well, he'll be on tomorrow. We're going to discuss
that. All right.
Hey, I have, before we start, I have a family package of tickets to give away for the Colt 45 games. It's four tickets. You can use them anytime during the season. We've got the rest of this month, not a lot left, but all of next month, too. So, first person to call 605-4567. will get a family pack of tickets. And Roberta, yours are sitting out there. I can see them right now. So four more tickets to people that want to go out. And you know what? It is a great time in this weather.
This weather is so
good.
Phenomenal for
you know what? You almost
place.
Need to bring a wrap.
When it you go starts to cooling the, off in the evening.
Yeah, in the baseball, when the sun goes down, you get that breeze off the river. I mean, it is.
I was at a friend the other night in the evening and had to put a little wrap on in the evening. I thought, oh, my God, the middle of June, and I'm chilly.
605-4567, and you get a family pack. We are here with, you know, we're every one of the candidates are going to be on for running for assembly, and hopefully twice, because some people – because the first time around, it's letting people know who they are mm-hmm. and their ideas. But the second time around, you know, you wave-topped me last time. You know, wave-topping being you've given me, oh, this is what I want to do. Second time around, I ask, well, how are you going to do that? You know, because I'm going to bring industry to the North State. Oh, yeah. Second time around, so how are you going to bring industry to the North State? Those kind of things. But our guest today is that has been in politics for a while. Melissa, good morning. You've been on the well, I tell you what, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
Okay. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
I am Melissa Hunt. I was born and raised. I was born on that hill in Mercy Hospital a few years ago. And I am, you know, my background is education. I have a master's degree in education. Before that, when I was born, we lived in Igo and Ono, small community, rural community. Then we moved to Lakehead and ran a campground for, you know, and dealt definitely with tourism. And then in my junior high and high school years, we moved to Cottonwood, and I was a country kid. And then I moved to downtown L.A. to go to college.
Big what shock. A
culture shock for sure.
What was the thing you noticed? Okay, I hate to ask this because, you know, it was about probably 4 or 5 years ago. But when you got to L.A. from here.
It smelled.
That was the thing you can remember
yes,
the most.
Absolutely. And it was filthy. It was filthy. I went to New York after living in LA for a while, and New York City was disgustingly gross and dirty. I mean the sidewalks, and it was just filthy. But I have been back to LA after I've moved up here back home mm-hmm. and they have turned LA downtown LA completely around. It was all business, and there was definitely homeless and all that. LA is like a residential area now, downtown LA. They definitely, you know, they've got still the industries and everything, but they've definitely made condos and people. It's the Staples Center. All that stuff wasn't there when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, it's definitely changed.
Okay. So you got into politics how long ago?
07.
07. Okay.
Yes.
And tell us about that.
So my, like I said, I came back from LA actually
right.
and settled in Anderson and have been in Anderson all my adult life and have a master's degree in education, was a teacher and, found myself wanting more and needing more because of the background that I am, the educator. I love to learn and love to move forward and have things change. The only thing in my life at that point was changing that were the students. And I wanted more. And I taught fourth grade, loved that. And when I got appointed in 07, I'm the type of person that loves to sit there and learn and suck up everything. I'm a sponge. And I have learned so much, and it's been amazing. My goal was to be a voice for the North State in Sacramento. As a council person, of course, my goal is to help my local. And you, everybody works for their constituents in their city. But in my head, I wanted also to go to Sacramento and be that conservative voice that we need, always need. We needed, we need, and we definitely need for the future. So I got active in the League of California Cities and was definitely active there and still am. And there's different divisions, there's different departments, and I've, you know, gone through all those different levels and still am working through those different levels. when I first got involved in the league, some people that are conservative and elected here said, well, you know, you be careful because the League of California Cities can be somewhat liberal. And I said, why do you think I'm going? We can't walk away from the liberal voice. We have to be in their face, too, and say there is another side. And that's exactly what I was doing with the League of California Cities.
And it's important that our people that we send down there recognize that that is exactly your voice. I was very involved in CSAC, and when I was involved and made great inroads in the Law and Justice Committee, and that chaired the Law and Justice Committee for CSAC. You, as a conservative voice, if you're strong and know what you're talking about, can get to the top of those things, and you can make a difference in the recommendations that come from those CSAC boards and CalAFCO and League of California Cities. You can make a difference.
Absolutely. And all you have to do is speak up.
Show up and speak up and volunteer.
So there was a proposal they brought before the league, the lobby group. The league is a lobby group, but there was a proposal that they brought towards in front of our policy committee. And I was chairing that committee at that time. And they wanted to call a green desert. It's like, what is this piece of legislation? And we talked about it all, and it's like, what the heck is green desert anyway? And I finally said that what green desert was is they wanted to say that, oh, we have to have every, whether it's 3 miles or three blocks, I don't remember that part, but it was, we have to have vegetables, fresh vegetables for every resident in California. And I finally said, who is sponsoring this? Because I was trying to figure out why that's so stupid, you know, why? And Whole Foods was the sponsor. And so Whole Foods wanted to have a store every 3 blocks or 3 miles. And I said, and the whole room groaned when they said Whole Foods. And I said, and as a chair, you don't usually make the motion. I said, I make a motion right now that we vote this down and we don't entertain this. And we did and moved on. It was ridiculous. It was totally evidence of manipulation of politics at its best. Yes.
Okay. I got to take a break here. Trish was ready to go, so save it for after this. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for injuries while at work, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. As you know, injured at work, a lot of times the employer wants to get they want their employee back. They've been with them for years, and then you run into problems with the insurance companies or are they going to give you the treatment that you need? If you're not getting that treatment, it's going to change your life. Give Patrick Gorman a call. He's an expert on this. His office has grown tremendously since he opened it up. Now he's the largest workers' compensation attorney north of Sacramento in his office. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. He's going to fight for you. I trust Patrick Gorman. We'll be right back.
Adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Alaska, Madison, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, Thursday the 22nd, 8:21 in the morning. It's up to a whopping 58 right now. In June, the end of June.
I'm just loving it. Yes.
It is. Okay. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Yeah, cars, trucks, bikes, all of those things. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. They're out there. You have to qualify for them, but see if you can. And become part of the solution, not the problem. I just added that to make Trish crazy. Okay.
There's a lack of common sense that goes into electric vehicles is beyond reason.
You know what? Electric RU is offering these rebates.
Absolutely.
And that's what that's what their job is. Now, this is at such a higher level, except we have as our guest, Melissa Hunt, who's running for assembly. So it is at your level if you're elected. Melissa, this craziness that's going on down there about no new diesel trucks sold after 2036. I've had people put, not out of business, but had to go out and buy a $200,000 new truck because their 15-year-old truck, which passed the smog and passed everything, was they would not permit them for the roads.
I saw a figure the other day about how many local truck drivers have been put out of work as a result of this.
What is
because
that number,
they can't
Trish?
Afford it. It was a huge number.
Yeah,
I was
ridiculous.
Well, look at AB5 about, you know, the contractors and how many independent truck drivers moved out of California because they valued their independence. And if they stayed here, they had to work for a company.
Exactly.
They lost all that independence. They were told when to drive, when they could drive and all this. And, you know, they didn't like it. You know, they bought those trucks and they make a very good living by doing it the way they want to, having that independence. But Prop 5 just took them out.
Well, it's very evident that Gavin Newsom is against businesses, and he's got an agenda. What the heck is that agenda? I don't know, but he is running California into the ground, and I'm done complaining. I'm irritated. As a matter of fact, on City Council last Tuesday night, some sort of an ad hoc for homelessness came up, and I think the county wants the county and all the cities, the municipalities, to come together and do this for the state. And I told them, I said, just to look at it, because that common sense comment that you made, Trish, is the truth. There's no common sense coming out of Sacramento. And when it comes down to looking at that paper about homelessness and everything, I feel gray hairs coming in, and I feel the blood pressure going up. It's just stinking irritating, and it's like, let's stop talking about stuff and get stuff done.
Well, that leads to this question that I ask every candidate. The state of California has made it so that we've got one representative in the assembly. One in the Senate.
Yes.
The city of Los Angeles
has 24.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was even more than that. But the problem is that common sense, logic goes out the window down in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
How do you change that? Or how do you, maybe not change, but how do you vector it a little bit?
Well, aside from that, I believe that was changed a few years back. I don't know how many years back. But it used to be one assembly person for every county. And Los Angeles is like, well, what do we do? We're not here. We're not heard. All of these constituents that we have, and you guys have a lot less, we should have more of a vote. Well, I say go back to the old way, because when it comes down to it.
That was a Supreme Court ruling that said, you can't count trees, essentially is what they said. And because it used to be senators for, I think, all the counties up here. Maybe one, you had a senator for two counties, but at least you had something like 10 senators from the North State.
Way before my time.
Yeah, well, that was
all of us.
Yeah, and then they changed that. So that's your state of Jefferson. That's what's going on in Oregon. That's what's going on in other states that – hey, you're not paying attention to the rural people anymore, and you're running the state off the coast. It's west of the I-5.
But back to what you were talking about with that homeless group, and that's a really good example because I was looking at that the other day. As long as the state of California continues to come up with more money, more money, more money, more money to entice the homeless population to come to the state of California for everything from birth control to transgender control to everything under the sun, trying to do things at the local level and pass the burden of dealing with that homeless problem down to local boards of supervisors and city councils is counterproductive.
Yes, and then let's talk about what they're doing. Because what California's been great about is developing a program. And every county, every city has to do this program, whether it's one or the other. And then they supply money for that. They supply money for 2-3 years. And then the funding dries up. And the problem still persists.
Exactly.
And we have to, in my push for the run for assembly is we have to stop doing that exact thing. And all those monies that are going to programs, they need to go to mental health facilities. We, Shasta General, hey, I've been here around long enough that Shasta General used to be a mental health hospital, and we would work with the police departments, and if there's a mental health issue, we'd take them there, and they got help, whether it is addiction or mental health. Lord knows all the stuff that they pump into our systems and our food that is in the physical human body, that all kinds of stuff arises now a lot worse than it was. So we need a mental hospital, a mental health hospital, and that money to come to that facility, and all those programs go to the mental hospital.
And the issue with that was exactly why the mental health facilities went away in the state of California. It was exactly what you said. They established them with state money. They put them in here, and then they stopped funding them, and the liability for the counties that were trying to run these facilities without enough money and without the proper protection. Mm-hmm. They could deal with the mental mm-hmm. health, but they couldn't deal with the heart attacks and mm-hmm. the strokes and the other things. The liability was so critical for the counties, they had to get rid of them.
You know where we keep people with mental problems right now?
The jail.
There's two more things on the street.
Absolutely, Trish.
At the county.
And there's two more things that add to it is the fentanyl situation and the addiction.
Exactly.
And then, yes, what Newsom has done and closed our prisons. Excuse me? How? Well, that's common sense. Yeah.
That comes from the federal government because they came down and said none of our facilities were adequate and they didn't have enough of this and that and the other. So the state, rather than solve that problem, just closed them and push them down to the local level.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular systems hospitals in the nation. Not only that, Shasta Regional Medical Center's residency plan kicks off the beginning of July. 13 new physicians
in Redding,
working as residents at at Shasta Regional Medical Center, with doctors and offices and clinics around town, the VA, to get their time in. And it's a 3-year program, and every year they're going to bring in more. So what's the object of this? Well, first of all, you have more doctors out mm-hmm. there working. Second of all, you have a chance that they're going to see just really how nice it is here,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to stay. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? A big shout out to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. I need to go back because we got.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Ranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian La Ranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Redding is a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500. favorite.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win draw. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a veteran-owned business. It has discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been getting my hair cut there since I've lived in Redding. Never had a bad haircut. They've gone to appointments only. Thank you, COVID. But you know what? It works out really well. If you give them a call at 530-244-9478, you can set up a time that works for you. Come in, get your haircut, leave, or like I do sometimes, catch up on Car and Track and golf magazines there. Chit-chat with everybody. But that's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Our guest, Trish Clark and I, and it's 64 degrees out there, by the way, and 8:35 in the morning. Our guest is Melissa Hunt. She's going to tell us how, even though I'm being, you know, kind of like Leonidas and the 300 Spartans against, you know, a million Persians, how you going down there and how can you have an impact? In the background on that, of course, is there's so many Democrats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no, obviously, no mental acuity test that are done for them. And they come up with all of these laws that are just, I don't even figure it out. How do you work within that system?
Well, and that's where I resort back to the teacher that I am and the person of wanting more and a sponge, a natural sponge, and looking for information. That's who I am. I'm experienced in that area because of my time on Anderson City Council and with the League. I know, first of all, they're just people. And I'm not shy. I've never been shy. I will never be shy. And I'm not mousy. I will speak up when need to. And you don't run just because they have different viewpoints or ideas. The Bible says that you bring your friends close and your enemies closer. Mm-hmm. And they are my enemies when it comes down to it because of what they're doing to our state. And you bring them closer. You get to know how they tick and you operate in that. You talk. You sway, you
educate.
Yeah, you don't run from them. You penetrate their camp and speak up. And I mean, here I was the chair of my policy committee and all I did was speak up. And You get liberals and conservatives alike in those policy groups. And by golly, they groaned. They understood when that situation came up. It's like, oh, for crying out loud, politics at its best. We voted it down. So you bring some common sense into their thought process. That's what I would do.
Well, that's, you know, I agree. No, I agree. You have to do something. You've got to get something that they understand what the heck they're doing.
I'm not a seat warmer. Who I am. And you got to get down there and do the work.
And you really can if you actually know your subject matter, and you can go in there and they think they have an idea, but if you can actually come in with fact and forceful fact and put it to them. You have to make them stop and think.
Yes.
You really can make
absolutely
a difference. And maybe you only turn one or two of them each time you speak,
mm-hmm,
and get them to listen and then back it up with the information and follow through. You can make a difference.
And when it comes,
it's a slow process, but you can.
With education, oh my gosh, what's going on right now? There's just so much crap going on with our curriculum and school boards and all that stuff. I went from city council on Tuesday night straight to the school board, and because the school board's always met on Tuesday night when we meet, so we could never get to their meetings. Well, they had a couple that were off schedule lately, and that's when the principal had been not fired, but tried to get fired and all that stuff in Anderson. So, And so they just hired a new school board member. And, you know, it's time for the people. And when it comes down to it, we are in a war. This is good and evil. And if you don't like the bad of what's going on, you need to come to the end of what you're thinking and you're complaining and step in and say something and pursue those things. Start for so long. Conservatives have been quiet and, you know, very minding their manners. Well, for crying out loud, I'm not telling people to not mind their manners, but speak up for crying out loud. Get involved.
I was watching a documentary last night on Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, and it's a fascinating biography on it. But he talks about what happened in the becoming governor. And you saw the recall and why they recalled Gray Davis, and you saw the headlines and all that. And they recalled Gray Davis on less reasons than Governor Newsom's living right now. Part of it was the deficit, and then we went from a budget surplus to a huge deficit in 1 year. But all the other things that Gray Davis was recalled for, and that's how Schwarzenegger got elected.
Yeah,
and then got reelected. But
his name helped for sure.
You think that, and the Kennedys, and,
yeah,
and you know it was, you know, anyway. But what's going on with our state, where for the first time in history, we've lost a congressional seat because our population, mm-hmm, is dropping. There's no stopping that. We've got over half of the homeless in the United States live in California. Mm-hmm. We've got they had housing problems back with Gray Davis, and we're having all of these things. And yet it doesn't seem like it's being addressed at the Sacramento level.
They've all drank the wine. They've all drank the water. You know it.
Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid too. Yes.
What are some of the things you'd like to see if elected that, you know, like in your first 6 months? I mean, of course, part of it is just finding your office. I understand that. Let's say the first year. Something you'd like to, what's on your top priority list?
As I go around the district, you're finding different needs throughout the district. And my first thought is Siskiyou County. Siskiyou County needs someone to stand up and speak for them. And what is going on with their illegal grows? They're stealing, the water's being stolen, the unsafe ranches, the wolf factor as well, because wolves are coming back, and it's not like they can protect their cows because the wolves are going after their calves. Siskiyou County would be definitely one of my first things I would attend to.
Okay. And have they lost a battle up there on the marijuana?
I would never say lose a battle, because there's always hope. And I think personally that the National Guard, they need to bring in the National Guard. And or shall I say, I'm taking a bold step and saying, yeah, bring the National Guard in. But when it comes down to it, bring all the right heads and minds and experienced people in and discuss the problem and what's the best approach. But it's not okay what's happening to our country, our city, that county. It's not okay. They are all the chemicals. There's so many things that are wrong. I've spent a lot of time actually in Yreka, and Anderson's thriving because of choices that we have made. There are other municipalities that are not thriving like Anderson is, because they've let some things go too far. But you need to dig in and go after them and get back our
from all the way down with our elected officials. They need to become from the school boards right up through our Senate in Washington D.C. They need to become proactive.
Amen.
We have too many people who respond to issues, as opposed to
yes.
city councilmen, county supervisors, assembly people who go out and see a problem and hit it head on. Bring it up.
Yes.
Make an issue out of it instead of waiting for somebody to bring. They go down there and they work just on what is brought to them, as opposed to this is an issue we need to deal with today.
Yes.
Well, right now, proactive. The Board of Supervisors has done away with one voting machine, as we all know. And I don't think we've got a voting plan that's been approved.
You hit the nail on the head.
So what's your thoughts on that?
You know, throughout the district, everybody's thrilled with it. You know, Shasta County, go for it. Awesome. Yes, there should have been a plan. A little bit more of planning ahead of time before mm-hmm. they pulled the trigger. Anderson, that's one back to what Trish was just saying. Anderson's always been proactive, and we are proactive, and I think proactively. And there are things that are far from proactive, and we got to deal with the problem. And sometimes the problem is deeper than expected because they've let it go for so long. Anderson did not do that, and we are thriving because of it. I'm proud of our town.
Yeah, Anderson's a cool place. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Melissa Hunt, candidate for Assembly District 1. There's, I think, four candidates, maybe five, four. Anyway, we've had our second. We'll have the other ones on, of course, here.
I'm only the second one? I thought it was the third one.
No, one got canceled. And we'll recycle him through.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love. Some people think I can solve them.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities communities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact the SA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
My name is Bill Ebenhoe. I have been a business owner and registered Republican in Shasta County for 53 years. Kevin Cry does not reflect the kind of leadership our community deserves. His bad leadership and votes have been costly and reckless for the citizens of Shasta County. We can't afford the millions of our property tax dollars to replace a perfectly good voting system. Hand counting lends to more errors and more opportunity for fraud. I support the recall.
Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
I just love Thursday mornings, love visiting with this great community.
You know what? Somebody said to us the other day, you know, you guys are the last ones, the, you know, privately owned, that kind of thing. And I'm not talking about these, you know, the low power FMs, you know, like. There's a couple other stations, but the last commercial station. And we, you know, people on our station, we have all types of shows, have a tendency to irritate some people. But I think having a show in the morning that we get an hour with each candidate, and it won't be the only time as we go through, and talking to them and asking questions, and people can call in and ask questions, or they ask them on the chat room here. I think it's important for our city and county and our area up here to be able to listen to what these people are saying.
Well, Carl, it is, because the important thing is that the people, that's how we make a difference. Mm-hmm. This is how we solve these problems, is for you as an individual listener out there to have your friends tune in. Spend a couple hours every morning figuring out what's going on in your local level and become involved, because if you don't, you're not going to, with most of the people that are listening to us this morning are of a like mind, that we like the way things are. We're not happy with the way things are going in our country.
And if
you want to make a difference and stop that, you need to be involved.
It's not just here in Shasta County.
No.
I mean, you start looking at these nationwide polls, And they're, you know, like when you get 70% of these people that are polled that think the country's heading mm-hmm. in the wrong direction, you know, that's kind of scary. And
the little information they're getting is incredible.
They
really knew what was going on. They'd be hysterical.
Tell us how you feel.
The thing
Come
about
on.
It is, and we talked about it today, is it from the water boards to your school boards. You've got to get involved because it directly impacts on you. So I've never been to a water board meeting. The Manassas Canal disaster happened. You have to ask yourself, whoa, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. And then it's because maybe we didn't pay enough attention to what was going on. Or at the school boards. And you may not like what's going on in the Gateway
School District.
But people ran because they wanted to make a difference mm-hmm. because they didn't like what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I have no idea where they are there now. But we've had them on talking about what was going on down at Gateway. Anyway, so here's a candidate for the first district, our first assembly district, Melissa Hunt. And Melissa has, and it's not easy running for office.
That's for sure.
I mean, when did it become $500,000 to run for office?
So let me, can I give 2 cents?
Sure.
So I have a job. I'm a realtor. And I went into real estate because it gave me the financial freedom to pay my bills, but give me the freedom to move around my community and work as a city council member. So I'm not in real estate for the money. I'm in it to pay my bills and have freedom. And now I've picked up this. I have two more things to say. We are in a time where we are in a war of good and evil. And if you do not speak up, we are already overcome by the mess the world is in when it comes down to it. And it's my belief that God is getting ready to do something. What is that? I don't know. But in Amos, it talks about he tells the prophets what he's up to. And he's told and the prophets are majorly chattering right now of what God is getting ready to do, or that he's getting ready to do something. What is it? I don't know. We all have to put our heads up, our face up, and to seek the Lord and be confident and at peace with what he's doing, because he is getting ready to move. I pulled a Moses with the Lord and I said, I don't want to go to Sacramento unless you go before me. And I am putting all my eggs in that basket, period. And it is my goal to totally partner with what God's doing, and this state will change. And it is, after experience in the League of California Cities and as an elected official in any sort of California, there are other people that are like-minded with me, and they are throughout the state. And some of them have – I went to Bible college in L.A. When I went to L.A. for my B.A., I went to Bible college, and there was at one point 5 other elected officials throughout the state of California that all went to Bible college with me.
Wow.
So there are people that are like-minded, like Shasta County, like the North State, the conservative North State, that are sick and tired. And they are – it's my belief. It's like, okay, God, let's put it all at one time right into the place.
Okay. We have callers. Roberta, good morning. Do you have a question? Hello, Roberta.
So let me finish that thought when you go to the next caller.
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I would like people that think like me and want to meet me, or they have different events, to call. And my phone number is 530-378-1782. Call me, and I will come and do meet and greets. I will go to events, whatever it takes. This has got to be a group effort. It's not a Melissa effort. I'm not in it for Melissa. I'm in it to change California to the state that I love.
Roberta, you're back.
Good morning. Yes. I just appreciate Melissa so much, and how effective she was on the Anderson City Council. But her last comment, she left something out. She mentioned that we need to correct some things that the board does. Unfortunately, some people don't realize that it was done by previous boards, not the current board. And I wish people would give our current board an opportunity to correct some of the things that have happened to our county.
So I'm gonna chime in on that, Roberta, because I'm going to tell you that I totally concur with you. We've spent the last, as far as I can tell, 15, 16 years taking direction and the board doing nothing and allowing bureaucrats to run this county. They haven't done anything, and now this current board is, in my opinion, trying to clean up some of that stuff that should have happened, and I think that we need to take up, we're not getting good coverage of what's actually happening.
Well, that's right, and the whole thing is, darn it, if people would just forget about these professionally produced commercials that the other side has, listen to the local people and go out and talk to people, not just to tell them how you think, but find out how they think. So that's the end of my comments.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Roberta.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of you? Where's your next event?
And, hey, let's give your phone number again now that maybe people have
530-378-1782. Vote Melissa Hunt for Assembly. No, votemelissahunt.com is my website, and you can find the phone number there. You can find my email address there.
How about Facebook? A lot of people still use Facebook.
And I'm still Melissa Hunt on Facebook. That's all there is to it. So okay. I don't have my page, not there yet.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for being here with
Absolutely.
Us. It won't be the last
Always
time.
My pleasure.
Maybe we can even... I wonder if the Chamber of Commerce will have one of their, forums. I think that'd be a great idea for all of our.
I hope they do.
I do
too.
I
hope they do, and I'll talk to Jake about it because we broadcast them so people can hear them.
Wonderful!
Yeah, we broadcast all of those.
Good.
Well, thank you. Hey, tomorrow, Chuck Kinney's going to join us. We're going to talk about his trip to Vietnam. And about what happened there. I got some stuff from him, and it was, it's interesting that, when you have people that go back for these, they're not getting money from anybody. They're paying for everything out of their own pocket. He invited me for the next one next year to go back.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
I may just do that. Let me go there and wander through the
what a marvelous
wander through the jungle with him. In those. What else was that? Okay, that's tomorrow. And I want to talk about, one more time, quickly, about Cascade Theater's Encore. Last night they were there at 10:45 rehearsing, and I was able to see, an ensemble number, two or three people that are singing, that have